Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The single most popular proposal we had was to reduce taxes on working people and lift the higher rate. Let's give an incentive to work, and let's ask the most fortunate in our society, including me and you, to do our fair share.
Mm-hmm. I'm the great pretender.
It is the Savage Nation. You just heard the voice of Al Gorzira in an interview that's not too old, where he says that we should all pay our fair share, and yet we learned that Al Corleone, the head of the Corleone Lie Syndicate, tried to cash in on the sale to the front for Hamas, Al Jazeera, in order to pay lower taxes. What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know? But you see, you're immune to it. You knew he's a liar. You knew he's a phony. You knew he's a fraud. You know he's one of the greatest hucksters in the history of America, beating P.T. Barnum, made a big fortune selling the gullible marijuana-laced fools on the myth of global warming. And here we are in the Savage Nation. If you get a comment on this, then you're in sad shape, and you're sadder than even I can imagine. New poll came out. Congress is less popular than root canal, cockroaches, and lice, according to a new poll in the Daily Caller by Seth MacLaughlin. A new poll shows that Congress is less popular than root canals and colonoscopies, but more more popular than the Ebola virus, meth labs, and gonorrhea. These findings are in a public policy polling survey released Tuesday, which showed that 9% of the respondents held a favorable opinion of Congress, while 85% held an unfavorable view. That's amazing. So they like a Congress less than cockroaches, lice, and Genghis Khan. That's unbelievable to me. That is unbelievable. Well, that's not shocking. Speaking of taxes, I had a question for you out there, and I looked it up. I was once poor. Living in the gutter. I mean, we were poor, you know, immigrant family. I worked many jobs, worked my way through college, worked my way to the point of being a big star in the written world and the spoken world. And I pay a lot of taxes. And I asked myself a question. What happened to the lower end of the spectrum? Why are they paying no taxes? How is it that 47 or 50% of people in this country who work pay no taxes? I pay taxes even when I was making minimum wage. I remember being a poor social worker. They took money out of my salary. I was a poor teacher. They took taxes out of my salary. If I worked as a waiter, they took taxes out of my minimum wage income. When did it start that income tax was not taken out of at the lower end? When did this happen? How did this happen? The top 1% of income tax filers had seen its income increase from whatever. You're not going to remember this. How is this possible? The rich, well, you don't want to hear any of this. I mean, death and taxes we all know about. Current situation. Staffers talk about first meeting with Al Jazeera. Just call him Al Gorzira. This is from the New York Post. Yesterday morning, the still shell-shocked staff at Current TV was called to an all-hands staff meeting at its San Francisco headquarters, which was teleconferenced to their offices in L.A. and NYC to meet their new bosses. That would be two of Al Jazeera's top guys, Ihab al-Shihabi, Executive Director of International Operations, and Mufta al-Sawaidin, General Manager of the London Bureau. Ominously missing was the creator of Current TV, the self-proclaimed inventor of the Internet, and savior of clean energy, Al Corleone, although his partner, Al Joel Hyatt, stood proudly with the Al Jazeera honchos. Of course Al didn't show up, said one high-placed Current staffer. He has no credibility. He's supposed to be the face of clean energy and just sold the channel to Very Big Oil, the emir of Qatar. Current never even took Big Oil advertising, and Al Gore, that BSer, sells to the emir. So that's it. There's nothing you could say about this. They say we do stories on the tax code, and he sells the network before the tax code kicked in. Al Gore was always lecturing us about green. He kept his word about green, all right. as in cold hard cash, said the former workers. How do you feel about what I talked about yesterday? Do you think America needs a third party? I know that's all you want to talk about. I really do know that. I'm trying to stave it off because I know that we're going to get flooded again as we were last night. I also talked about Chuck Bagel last night, President Obama's defense secretary designate, Chuck Bagel. That was a big topic last night. It could be big again because Chuck Bagel's think tank, the Washington think tank overseen by President Obama's defense secretary designate, Chuck Bagel, predicts that Iran will one day be a natural partner for the United States and will possess nuclear weapons. Now, this is the same Iran that has a leader, Ahmadinejad, that wants to wipe out all the Jews off the planet. It's his own statements. And Chuck Hagel has no problem with partnering with him. Is it any wonder that people have a lower opinion of people in government than they do of the Ebola virus? So that's why Michael Savage said it's time for a nationalist party. Michael Savage, one of the nation's most prominent voices in talk radio, said America is absolutely ripe for a third party in because the two largest parties in the U.S. are pulled the charade of the American people. There is no Republican Party, said Savage. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine. It's two-card Monty. It's a game being played against the American people. You've got the drunk boner on the one side and the quasi-pseudo-crypto-Marxist on the other, who is really just enjoying the ride. Instead, we need a nationalist party in the United States of America, said Savage. You have the rudiments of a new party in this country called the Tea Party, but they need to restructure themselves. They need a charismatic leader, which they don't have. When you say Tea Party, no one knows who the leader is because there is no leader. No man has stepped forward who can lead that party. No one who's an articulate speaker, a charismatic mover of people. Somebody has to bring them all together, unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel. And there is no King David out there. Who's the King David? Tell me who is going to do it. Well, what about Savage himself? I could do it if I was 20 years younger, he said. I would do it right now, but I'm not 20 years younger, and I don't have 20 years left in me. This is going to require enormous resources and enormous energy. There are people so frustrated by the democracy or the republic, sham of a democracy that has gone in this country. The structure that has replaced our society is what I meant to say, that they would clamor for the new nationalist party. Savage also pointed out that the term nationalism needs to be redefined, as it's too often associated with Hitler and the National Socialist Party, the Nazis of the 1930s. This association, Savage claims, is simply the design of the internationalists in the ranks of the left and leftist media who desire to dissolve the sovereignty of nations. Borders, language, culture has been my motto in radio from the beginning, Savage explained. Nationalism is the only thing that can save America. And a new nationalist party that has a very strict firewall that does not permit the radical fringe of racism, he continued. Going forward, we have to, I think, on radio, continue to educate the audiences about nationalism and the importance of our nation and our nation's sovereignty. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. It defines every nation on the planet. The flag, the language, the borders. And what is it the internationalists do? They dissolve borders. They want to introduce multiculturalism. They want to introduce a Tower of Babel of languages. That's what the internationalists want to do. You can call them New World Order if you wish. But they are the internationalists. And to them, the enemy, the natural enemy, is the nation itself. In other words, they're the enemy within. In other words, everything that we were warned about by the ancient Greeks has come to pass, where the enemy within is in the halls of Congress, literally gutting the nation's identity as fast as it possibly can. And their man is Barack Obama. He was chosen specifically by those who busted the banks in 2008, brought down the stock market, and ushered in an unknown man from Hawaii or Kenya or Indonesia or Chicago into the presidency, into the United States presidency, as we all know, a man who no one ever heard of before. How is that possible? How could a man who no one ever heard of be the president of the United States? Because it's all a rigged system. And that's why I say to you, do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? I believe it's a fair question. And the phone number, if you care to join the conversation, is 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. And when we return momentarily, I'm going to play the interview that started this all, the WABC interview with Aaron Klein, in its entirety, focusing on my call for a third party or a tea party, on the Savage Nation. But let me take a quick call while you're calling me up on the Savage Nation. And Andrew on WABC, you're first up tonight, this Tuesday on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
It was brilliant, the cell analogy that you made, that a country is like a cell, and the cell membrane is the borders. And I want to add, too, a cell, as you know, being a scientist, eliminates waste, takes in nutrients. So the skilled scientists and the immigrants with PhDs, that would be like the nutrients. And eliminating waste would be like deportating gangbangers and such. And also on a cell.
But it's upside down. The judges and the press will support gangbanger murderers. They support them. They protect them. In San Francisco, a gangbanger murderer was released from prison and killed an entire family a few years ago with the so-called asylum program. Another one just ran from the police and killed two people in a car wreck because he was protected by the vermin in San Francisco's courts and the media. They bend over backwards to support these people. It's upside down. Why do you think they do this? Why would they welcome degenerates like this into our country? Tell me why.
I think, like you said, political correctness.
No, it's not political correctness. There's a plan. It's not because they're nice people and they're compassionate. Liberals are not nice. They're not compassionate. They're fascists at their core. The reason they want the gangbangers with machine guns in our streets is to intimidate the population.
And to recruit voters, too, illegal immigrants.
Yes, that's right. That's how Obama won. Remember, and I'm the only one who keeps reminding the American people, Obama granted amnesty to several million illegal aliens with a fake signing several months before the election. And the fakers on the Republican side, John Boehner, known as Clink to us, John Boehner said nothing. John Boehner was in the cloakroom pouring himself another. That was John Boehner's response, what you're listening to Obama granting amnesty to millions of illegals. Obama could have been impeached for what he had done. There are laws in this nation. I predicted a year ago that Obama would use the tool of illegal immigrants to get reelected. I was right, and I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
days of traffic troubles on the peninsula, northbound 101 north of San Antonio. A couple of cars mixed it up. They are in the left lane. Traffic at a standstill from Highway 237, southbound 101. It's going to be slow from Marsh Road to San Antonio. People taking a look, then heavy again. Fair Oaks into San Jose to about Oakland Road. Southbound 880 still slow. 237 down to 101 as well. Northbound 101 around Holly, there was a stall. It's cleared. Traffic is slow. Oh, just out of San Carlos, though, before the airport as you head up to Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brian Sussman and Melanie Morgan.
See, I have a deal. I stay out of the ocean, and the ocean stays out of my bathtub, and it works out just fine.
I'm missing something with the bathtub.
Yeah, where did that, how did that work?
You know, I stay in my bathtub if I want to go in the water. That's where I go.
Okay.
Is that the whole you don't swim in my toilet, I don't pee in your pool analogy kind of being?
Kind of.
All right, some kind of a weird twist.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials.
If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-320-8359. That's 1-800-320-8359. 1-800-320-8359.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I love you so, I want it for you.
This song is dedicated to my dog, Teddy. I couldn't find one that said Teddy, my love, so I found Eddie, my love. Oh, he's here with me. I don't know what I'm going to do when he goes to heaven. I don't know what I'm going to do. He's young. Today he jumped in the swimming pool. He looked like a rabbit. He's a little poodle, like 11 pounds, and he looks like a lion, you know, the fur. I don't trim him. I don't have that French look. And they're natural water dogs. So he can't help it. He's had a thing with water. Jumped in, swam, looked like a rabbit. He's so skinny, it's frightening. And the guts these dogs have. I love animals. They're so noble, aren't they? All animals are noble just to get up in the morning. They don't stay home whining. Oh, I can't go to work. I can't get up. I can't go to work today. I want to stay home. No, and they don't take medication. How come animals don't need medication? You know, I was thinking about that today. I'll bet you the potheads give their dogs marijuana. I'll bet you that drug addicts give their dogs the drugs that they use. We have no idea what goes on in this country. How is it that half the people who work don't pay taxes, I want to know? When I was poor, every time I drew a check, there was withholding. I want to know why and how it happened. I know we have a welfare state. I understand that. And I know it happened in front of our eyes. It started with Bill Clinton. There was a plan to enslave the nation, turn them into wards of the state, so there would be a continuous population of dependent people to reelect these gangsters over and over again, like in any banana republic. That's what we're becoming. I called it a website republic about 2 years ago. So what's the difference between a banana republic and a website republic? The product, but it's basically the same thing. Tim on WMAL on the tax issue. Go ahead on the Savage Nation.
Hey, how's it going? 47% of people that make about 40 or 60 grand a year and have four or five kids don't pay any taxes. And some of them, if they have enough kids, they get money back.
Yes, but hold it, but that's my question. How did that evolve in America? There once was a time that everyone paid taxes. Why should they pay no taxes? How about a small amount? I didn't say pay half their salary, their income like I do. How about some amount? How about 5%? Why not something?
Right. I'm single, and I'm 50 years old. I make about 40 grand a year. I have no kids. And I pay about, I think it's about 3 grand a year.
All right. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I've always paid taxes. It's always been withheld. When I was a poor social worker, a poor teacher, a minimum wage worker, they always withdrew money. When did it start that they don't withdraw money from people who are on the lower end of the income scale? Now, what if all of them paid a small amount of their fair share? What would that do to the revenue that the gangsters want at the top of the food chain, of the Ponzi scheme called government? I mean, the Ponzi schemers are saying they need more money. Pelosi, Obama, you name it. They want more money kicked up to the top. So why don't they start taxing everybody? That's all I'm saying. Make it fair for everybody. But let's go back to the third-party issue. That's all you want to talk about. I know that. I don't blame you. It's a big issue. Headline, Al Corleone richer than Mitt Romney after current TV sale. Here's a fun fact for this weekend's dinner party, Huffington Post. Al Gore is likely now worth more than Mitt Romney. The former VP sold his current TV network to the front group for Hamas for $500 million. That'll make him worth at least $300 million. You hear this, Mr. Global Warming is worth $300 million. That's more than Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who was worth about $250 million. You hear this? Now, you ready for this? Gore is probably best known for his environmental lies. He left office with somewhere between $780,000 and $1.9 million to his name. But now he's worth $250 million. It just shows you how stupid you are. It just shows you how stupid you are, how gullible you are, how they can get away with anything if they really want to. Okay, 855-400-SAVAGE. Lots of stories. We're going to play the great interview in a while. Time is flying by. It's another show, and I'm on the East Coast. And I'm in live real time now, you know. 9 o'clock to midnight on the East Coast is so different than 6 to 9 on the West Coast because you really feel the night. I mean, I own the night now on radio. I own the night. Michael Savage now owns the night on radio. Nobody can come near this. So you better get comfortable with me. You know that you're addicted to the show. I don't care what the station is, wherever you are. You'll go somewhere else, but you'll come back. And now you know where to turn back. And as long as God gives me the breath, I'll be here. When I come back, not only will I be here, but we'll have the great interview on WABC where I call for a third party. We'll see what you think of it.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO. Both the Coast Guard and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating this week's crash of an oil tanker into a Bay Bridge tower. Among other things, they need to interview the bar pilot to determine whether visibility played a role in the crash. Governor Brown says California has succeeded in relieving prison overcrowding and improving health care for inmates. That's why he's filed suit to get the federal government to give up control of the state's prisons. Taking a look at the roadways, plenty of slow traffic. The latest is southbound 880 at Highway 92. Crash was blocking now off to the right shoulder. Traffic slow behind it in Oakland, southbound 880 at Broadway. An accident also pushed off to the right side. Eastbound 84, Dumbarton Bridge, Causeway, right lane blocked by a stalled car. Things slow as you head over to Newark. On the peninsula, northbound 101 north of San Antonio, crash cleared. Traffic still slow from 237. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Well, the new year is here, and the fiscal cliff negotiations have brought us higher taxes and more government spending. The question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join financial advisor Pat Vitucci and me at a special financial seminar Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood at 1 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? We'll talk about it Wednesday, January 16th, 1 p.m. at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or online. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License, number 0758212. Ryan Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Your boss wouldn't steal a computer from a store, but your boss may have installed software illegally on company computers. This isn't just wrong. It's illegal. BSA, the Software Alliance, is offering cash rewards for qualifying software piracy leads. Help protect innovation. Report software piracy confidentially. Go online at inputnopiracy.org. Or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. It's never been easier to report software piracy. InputNoPiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation, and it's nice. It's good. You know, we're living in the greatest country on earth, and even Obama, as horrendous as this man is, and he is horrendous, he's the great divider, the most divisive, corrupt presidency in American history. I don't know of another one that compares to this one. Al Gore is an example of what we're talking about, even though he's not in the administration. They're phonies through and through. Green energy, my eye, it's all a scam to rip people off. So despite that, you got to understand that the structure of this country is so well created. It's like a foundation of a house. It's like a great home that an interloper moved into, and he's wrecking it. But it's so well built that the interloper can't tear it apart. I have a feeling this man will not tear this country apart. I think the people are so much better than him, so much wiser than him. I think the structure of the country is so much stronger than he thinks. And I think that this man will overreach one day and bring himself down. Like all petty tyrants, I believe Obama will do something one day, and he'll bring the entire world crashing down around him. It happens to every other tyrant. It should happen to him as well. The man will do it. That's my opinion. I don't know what it's going to be, but I have faith in this country. And that's why I say we have such a great nation that we may need a third party to save it. The Republicans are sold down the river. Are you crazy? You actually believe that the two-party system is in your interest? I mean, who warned us against parties? I believe it was George Washington warned us against the party system. What do you mean, the party? What does that mean? What do you mean, the party? They stand for themselves? It's one gang versus the other gang. It's diet soda, one brand or the other. What if you like real orange juice as opposed to diet soda? Well, you don't drink diet soda if you like pure orange juice. To me, both parties are like bad diet soda with toxic chemicals in them. I'm sick of it. So I think we need a third-party framework. And I'm going to now play for you the interview from WABC Radio from the other night. Listen.
We are turning right now live to Michael Savage, who, of course, is a he needs no introduction. He's a talk show host now new here at WABC, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. He also is the author, of course, of many books. The latest is Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays. Dr. Savage, so great to have you back. What do you think about a third political party? Do you think that America is ripe for one right now?
Absolutely. On my show, I stated that a new party, but it would take 5 to 10 years to have any effect, to be honest, and I don't know if we have that left. Nevertheless, there is no Republican Party. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine, as we've all just seen. It's two-card Monty, as we well know. It's a game being played against the American people. You've got the drunk Boehner on one side and the quasi-pseudo-crypto-Marxist on the other, who's really just enjoying a ride in Hawaii right now, representing his factions. As you well know, there was no tax increase for the rich. There was a tax increase for the working people who make a lot of money. But there was no tax increase for Warren Buffett, who still pays 15%. No tax increase for General Electric, which paid no taxes on its $5 billion in income last year. No tax increase for the hedge fund operators who put Obama back in power. It's a charade. The Republicans should have said this during the debates, but Boehner, the ice cube swirler, said nothing because he is part of the problem. So, yes, we need a nationalist party in the United States of America.
That's a very interesting term, actually, nationalist.
I don't even know what the words mean anymore.
Yeah.
How about my phrase, borders, language, culture, defining what this nation is or what every nation is? Every nation on earth has been defined by borders, by language, and by culture. The United States of America, in being melted down, having its borders eliminated by first Clinton, by the way, was the big one, and eroded further by Bush, who opened up highways to Mexico, if you remember.
Right.
And now the permanent destruction by Obama granting amnesty to millions, tens of millions, God knows how many, of illegal aliens will destroy the nation permanently. This concept has been rejected not only by the people of the United States of America, but anywhere it's been tried, the melting down of borders has been rejected by people when they can vote on it. Look at what's happening in the so-called EU. The people in the sovereign nations hate the concept of a national federal European Union, which is a new form of Sovietism. Everyone understands where that's going. They don't want it. So what do we do about it is the question. You have the rudiments of a new party in this country called the Tea Party. They need to restructure their party. They need a charismatic leader, which they don't have. If you say Tea Party, no one knows who the leader is because there is no leader. No man has stepped forward who can lead that party. No one who's an articulate speaker, a charismatic mover of people. That's what's been needed. Look who destroyed the power of the Tea Party, so they thought. First it was the Congressional Black Caucus, unto themselves, a guild of special interests, saying the Tea Party is racist, this and that. And then the unions went after the Tea Party, saying, Trumka of the unions, thuggishly saying, we will take them down. We will take them down like a murderer. It was unbelievable for me to listen to this. Take them down they did, with a little help from their stenographers in the press. They think they've neutralized the Tea Party. But, Aaron, the Tea Party hasn't gone away. If anything, I think that the people who are members or would-be members have become more emboldened and more motivated, and if you want to put it another way, more alarmed by what Obama's doing to this nation's sovereignty. Come back to it without talking too much about it. The Tea Party is the rudiment of the new Nationalist Party. Somebody has to bring them all together, unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel. And there is no King David out there. There is no, who's the King David? Tell me who's going to do it in America. Who's the charismatic leader?
Yeah, there's nobody, so that begs the question, are you then kind of using your radio show, are you willing to use your radio show to do what nobody else is doing, and that is to at least set the guidelines, set the principles, let somebody else run away with it, but set the basics for what could be and what could be used by others to start a new party?
The problem is this. I could do it if I was 20 years younger. I would do it right now, but I'm not 20 years younger, and I don't have 20 years left in me. This is going to require enormous resources and enormous energy. I can guarantee you, Aaron, if I ever did this, I could raise probably $100 million within 3 months, easily. There are people so frustrated by the democracy that's gone in this country, the structure that's replaced, let's put it to you this way, replaced our democracy is what I meant to say, that they would clamor for the new Nationalist Party. And first, we have to explain to people what nationalism is. It's been turned into a dirty word by the internationalists,
right,
hasn't it?
Right.
Okay. The internationalists, of whom Obama is a proud member, maybe the world leader of the new internationalist party, the word nationalism was made into a dirty word over a 30-year period by fellow travelers in the media in particular. And, of course, it all comes back again, I'm sorry to tell you, to the 1930s and Hitler and Mussolini and such, where every time you say you're a nationalist, they say you're Hitler or you're a fascist. And that, of course, is a success of the radical, illegitimate left that hates nationality, hates sovereignty, hates borders, hates language, hates culture, and keeps pushing massive immigration, particularly of uneducated third world immigrants into Western nations in order to dissolve their sovereignty. That's exactly what they've been doing. It's exactly what they intend to do. Dissolve the sovereignty of nations.
That's right. They see this as internationalism, as we, Leon Panetta, Institute for Policy Studies, Panetta, we're going to inform you, Congress, when we want to go to war, just bringing the United States more and more along with the rest of the world and less as a sovereign country.
Savage. All right, that was the first half of the interview with Aaron on WABC about the concept for a nationalist party and asking about where is the King David. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll take your calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. And in the next hour, we'll play the second half of the interview focusing on borders, language, and culture right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage. Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned this about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free.
Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Is about traffic still slow? Traffic northbound 101 as you make your way up the peninsula. Earlier accident in San Antonio Road has been cleared, but traffic is backed up from 237. Southbound 880 slow 237 down to 101, actually down to First Street. Heavy on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Some debris reported, but traffic's going to be slow from Treasure Island to 101 northbound. Eastbound 80, not bad, just slow from about the split onto the lower deck. And slow eastbound 80 from the Maze to Pinole Valley Road. I'm Dave Hauch, KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
If you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company that's breaking the law. Report software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I was talking about heavy-duty stuff here on the Savage Nation. I mean, you know, Ross Perot did this back in the 90s, remember, 92? And basically he ran, his reform party was a nationalist party. Incidentally, he got about, I think, got 18% of the vote. And people say, well, all he did was split votes out from the Republicans and give throw it to Clinton. That's a theory, and that's always the risk. And I've analyzed this, by the way. People said, Savage, be careful what you're saying, because if you do this or someone follows your lead and does it, all they will do is steal votes from the Republicans and throw it back to the Democrats. Yeah, I've heard that. And then there's another theory, which is that the Republicans may get so frightened that they're going to lose their franchise that they'll start becoming responsive to the American people. That's another way to look at it. So it's not all you know, one way here. And something has to be done, because right now the country's screwed. And I believe America needs a third party, a nationalist party. I don't want a watered-down party that stands for nothing but having a good time or soaking the taxpayer. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. That's it. WABC calls. Wayne, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I love you. But one thing, you keep talking about marijuana being a bad thing. I love you. I'm going to keep listening to you no matter what. But please, Dr. Savage, you got to stop this. I mean, firstly...
Let me ask. So you're a pot user and you think it's good for you?
Well, no, I don't think it's a bad thing. I'd rather smoke marijuana.
Well, Wayne, you know, God bless you. I'm sure your mother loves you. But by dint of the fact that we're talking about something as important as creating a third party and all you're calling about is marijuana, doesn't that indicate that it's warping your mind?
No. Dr. Savage.
And I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I mean, most of my listeners are like family to me. Do you know that in a new study, ammonia was found in mainstream marijuana smoke at levels up to 20-fold greater than that found in tobacco? Ammonia, hydrogen cyanide, nitrous oxide, and some aromatic amines were found in marijuana smoke at concentrations 3 to 5 times those found in tobacco smoke. I remember these things. I'm a scientist by training, Wayne. This is not a moral judgment. This is not an ethical judgment. I'm just trying to warn my good listeners that marijuana is an extremely toxic substance. It's not natural and healthful. It's poison. Thank you for the call. Keep listening. Now let's get back to serious stuff. Lance, did you hear what I just said? You know, and by the way, you're going to get me distracted now with marijuana. It shows you how distracting this can be, which is amazing. A new study just came out, which is up on michaelsavage.com, that I felt obligated to put up there for the potheads amongst you. And I know many of you are, and you think that you're fine with it. You don't understand the dangers of marijuana. And let's put aside the psychological dangers. A new study just came out, and it showed that marijuana lowers IQ and poses other serious dangers. We've seen a pretty dramatic increase in admission to emergency rooms and treatment programs for marijuana, according to the new study. But, you know, because you have a president who hung around with those who did this, because everyone in the entertainment business makes believe that marijuana is healthful, they don't know what, they have no idea what they're doing. Oh, yes, it may be legal, but there are other things that are legal that are bad for your health. And all I'm saying to you is that marijuana smokers beware. Marijuana smokers beware. Marijuana contains carcinogens, including tar and other toxins, similar to those found in tobacco. You may be legal, but you're going to get cancer of the lungs. You don't want to hear it because you feel good. Well, let me tell you something. Heroin feels good, too, when you shoot it into your veins, I hear. Crack feels real good when you smoke it. But there are dangers. Dr. Nora Volkow, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, said, well, I'm not going to go into it. I made my point. Mercury, cadmium, lead, chromium, nickel, arsenic, selenium. I remember these. Catechol, phenol, naphthalene. Benzoapyrene, the same substance that's found in... See, many of you are vegans and you smoke dope and you think it's good for you. How about your grandfather ate barbecued meat, right? Charcoal meat, and you know that it killed him? Cancer? The burnt part of the steak contained benzoapyrenes, which are highly carcinogenic. In other words, they trigger a carcinogenic process. They trigger a cancer chain, okay? Benzoapyrenes... It's in marijuana smoke, benzoapyrenes. Ammonia at levels up to 20-fold greater than that found in tobacco, big tobacco. So watch out for big marijuana. It'll kill you. And I don't really care if you smoke it. You don't understand what I'm saying to you. It's not an ethical thing. I don't think it's evil. It's just poison. That's all. Period. Now I'll get the potheads. I got plenty of pothead conservatives out there listening. They love my voice and the dog stories. I don't know what they listen for. I don't know what they listen to. I have no idea. Do they really know what I'm saying? I have no idea why they listen. I can play sound for you. Chuck Bagel, I'm not. Chuck Bagel is always fun. Did you know that the other day, even MSNBC, More Snotty Nonsense by Chicks, ran the segment that I just played for you? Play clip 7 so that people can hear even More Snotty Nonsense by Chicks.
The MSNBC. Moderates and insurgents was most visibly on display during the Plan B revolt and subsequent movement to hashtag Fire Boehner. But yesterday, Michael Savage, the conservative radio host who reaches 10 million Americans every day, took it one step further.
There is no Republican Party. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine, as we've all just seen. It's two-card Monty, as we well know. It's a game being played against the American people. Yes, we need a nationalist party in the United States of America. So what do we do about it is the question. You have the rudiments of a new party in this country called the Tea Party. They need to restructure their party. They need a charismatic leader, which they don't have.
And as for the GOP's de facto charismatic leader, this is what John Boehner told the Wall Street Journal about being Speaker of the House. Quote, I need this job like I need a hole in the head.
You need a hole in the ice cube so that the booze can flow around it better. Well, she went on, though, in clip 8. Listen to it. It gets even better now from MSNBC. More snotty nonsense by chicks.
A nationalist party, the history of nationalist parties aside, could that actually be a good idea for the GOP? Get rid of the Tea Party, let them do their own thing, and let the rest of the people who have fully functioning brains go forward and actually craft legislation.
What Savage sort of said but didn't quite say, I mean, he said it as if the Tea Party actually has an infrastructure. It really doesn't. It's a bunch of loose, disparate groups. It's not that they don't have a good leader. There is no clear leader. It never became a party. He's right when he said it was the rudimentary beginnings of a party.
See, even these people, and you know, something you don't know about some liberals, they're actually reaching out in a certain way to try and understand what I'm saying and not putting me down. I mean, they didn't sneer, laugh, snicker, do the sophomoric stuff that we all do in the media at each other. We all do it. It runs both ways. They didn't do it. You know why? Because they themselves know that it's a sham. They know that both parties are a sham. They know that they themselves are being used as tools by the two parties, mainly their own party, the Democrat machine. They know that GE owns them and uses them as tools. And they themselves love the country in a strange way. I hear that in their voices. That's the strange part about this woman, Alex Wagner. She actually has a hope in her voice, and she's trying to understand me. She knows that I'm an older guy. I've been around. I'm intelligent. I have a lot of education, a lot of study, wrote many books. They're listening to me. They know that we're being screwed in plain English by both parties. And that's why I say to you, even the left, there are those on the left who love America, but they haven't found anyone to articulate for them how to take that love and attach it to a nation. Because they're younger than me. They were raised to not even think they lived in a nation. But within all people living in a nation, there's a love of fatherland, motherland, whatever you want to call it, love of country. All these words are very dangerous to people because they've been brainwashed into thinking if you say fatherland, you're Hitler. If you say motherland, you're Mussolini. But what about saying you love the country? You love the land you were born in. You love the land of your ancestors. You love the land where your ancestors are buried. You love the very fabric of your country, the clouds, the trees, the birds. What's wrong with that? People will respond to it. If you build a better mousetrap, they'll beat a path to your door.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The single most popular proposal we had was to reduce taxes on working people and lift the higher rate. Let's give an incentive to work, and let's ask the most fortunate in our society, including me and you, to do our fair share.
This is the story of Bin Laden, through the eyes of people who met him.
He was very conscious of his appearance. He would touch his kufir and his robe.
When he looked me in the eyes and he was answering my questions, he had the tone and manner of an old uncle.
Mm-hmm. An old uncle. Well, that was Al Corleone, or Al Jazeera. And that was an I Knew Bin Laden piece from Current TV. And now we're playing some music for our drug listeners. You're listening to The Savage Nation. We're trying to scramble your brains without eggs. 855-400-SAVAGE. How do you like your eggs in the morning? How do you like your eggs in the evening? Scrambled, sunny side, over easy. Because I can mix them all together any way you want. I can make you a frittata like you never had in your life. Just delicious. A frittata, a mixture of various and sundry into one beautiful omelet. Mexican restaurant causes commotion over T-shirt. You ready for this one? If you haven't been to West Columbia, South Carolina, odds are you may not have heard of the Mexican restaurant Taco Sid. A reporter for the Columbia Free Times posted a picture of an employee wearing a controversial T-shirt. And the T-shirt, which employees must wear in the Mexican restaurant, states, "How to catch an illegal immigrant." And under those words, a cartoon trap is depicted that consists of a box, a string, and tacos. On Taco Sid's website, they addressed the shirt controversy as a witty and comical statement regarding illegal immigrants. There are no racial or hate remarks toward any specific ethnic group. But immigrant fascist groups are not laughing about the shirt. No, Sieg Heil. "There's nothing funny about a child crying as its mother's being taken away by police," said B. Lowy, a spokesmouth for the National Day Laborer Organizing Network. She went on to say, "There's nothing to joke about when it comes to our immigration policies. This T-shirt is not funny." Chiming in also is Lisa Navarrete of the National Council of La Raza. National Council of La Raza, which means the race, jefe. National Council of La Raza. Jefe, that means the race. That means the brown race. And she said, "Of course it's offensive. It's meant to be. This is simply a failing business trolling for attention," said Lisa Navarrete, advisor to the president of the National Council of La Raza. And so they don't like it either. But people on the other side of the immigration debate, I don't know what the debate is, said this. "Everybody in the country knows the government has left our border open," said Ron Bass of the United Patriots of America in Elizabeth, New Jersey. "The people that are saying this is racist are a little bit uptight." The restaurant elaborates on their website that they are not racist, but are taking a stand on illegal immigration. "We do believe illegal immigrants are taxing the system we support and live under, thereby causing us to work harder and pay more taxes in support of their illegal activities, which our government has simply chosen to look the other way. According to the Palmetto Public Record, Taco Sid originally had four locations, but has shuttered all but their West Columbia location." So what can I say to you? Borders, language, and culture, what does that mean? I would say that even the illegal immigrants would like a nation that stood for something. I would say that even the illegal immigrants would like to come to a nation that stood for borders, language, and culture. What do you think they're running away from their hellhole for? What do you think they ran away from their hellhole for? Because they want to go to a better nation, a better border, a better language, a better culture. Yes, you heard me. A nation that provides an opportunity for their children. A nation that provides a place to work and raise a family and buy a home. They left their hellhole for a reason. They don't want to turn it into the same hellhole they left. And yet these pressure groups, like La Raza, which is, by the way, in the White House. I don't think you know this. It's one of the best-kept secrets, but I know everything. Shortly after Obama took the presidency in 08, he appointed Cecilia Munoz, who was then president of La Raza, and gave her a policy position inside our White House. You heard me. A woman who, by definition, stood for the national sovereignty of another nation. A woman who, by definition, stands for one race only, was put inside the White House by the most divisive president in American history. I can go on a tear about this, but I think you know where I stand on it, so what's the point? What we need is a new party, a nationalist party that stands for borders, language, and culture, period. I don't know how else to put it. So I'll let you make the calls on this topic that won't go away. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. Do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party, is the question. That's really the question. It's that simple. We're also talking about the shame of Al Gore. And Al Gore is now richer than Mitt Romney. I mean, he's the greatest con man, I think, in modern American history. If we had a sane government, he'd be arrested for what he's done to this country. The lying, the thieving. I am the only one in the media who's reminded you for over 10 straight years that Al Gore's father, Senator Gore, when he retired from the U.S. Senate, took a job with the Occidental Coal Company, then owned by Armin Hammer. I don't know if you know who Armin Hammer is, but that's a story unto itself. All you need to know is Al Gore Green, Mr. Green Al Gore, had a dad who made his fortune working for a coal giant. Now the son makes his fortune working for the Green Giant. And I don't mean the Jolly Green Giant. He's not working for the Green Pea Company. So either way, they skinned the cat. They made a fortune. Daddy made it working for Cole. Baby Gore made it working for Green. Same game as the the provider of ham. I believe it was the Truns Meatpacking Company said many years ago about slaughtering pigs. We sell everything but the squeal. The same could be said for the Gore family. Only we could reverse it and say that they squeal everything but the pig. Nevertheless, let's go back to the topic at hand about the third party. Are you afraid that it will dilute the vote? Some are. Do you think it will motivate the drunks in the Republican Party and the grifters to finally do the job that they were elected to do? I'm not so sure. I don't think that you can take addicts and break them of their addiction so easily. The Republicans are addicted to big government, big taxation, and huge spending. George Bush, I will remind you, I define them as a fiscal socialist in the last year or so of his presidency. I was the only one. I'm an independent. I was on the radio every day saying, now, wait a minute. How could you be conned by this guy? George Bush increased federal spending to an extent larger than that of the three previous administrations. And so many of my listeners called me this and they called me that. Didn't matter what they called me as long as they could spell the name Savage properly. The issue was George Bush, I define them as such, was a fiscal socialist. I said that. I knew what was coming. And I also predicted that a Democrat would win, and I predicted they'd run for, they'd be in office for at least 8 years. Because the way the two parties have it knocked up is that they get 8 years each. But now one of them wants to eliminate term limits. God forbid they eliminate term limits. We will have Obama for 40 years. He will be an old, gray, bearded man still running this country as part of the New World Order, WHORLED, the New World Order, where no one knows who they are, no one has an identity, there's no individual identity, there's no national identity, and people confuse sexual liberation with freedom. As George Orwell said, the more people scream, I am free, I am free, I am free, the louder he hears the clank of their chains. Have you people no idea that the whole sexual freedom movement was part of the enslavement plan? Don't you understand that? That by distracting you into thinking that your primary impulses would be, if they could only be sated around the clock, you'd be happy and free? How's that worked out for you? How's that worked out for you, your sexual freedom and your sexual liberation? Has it given you what you've looked for? It never has, and it never will. I can go into that at another time. The whole sexual liberation movement was part and parcel of the destruction of the integrity of the nation. And you just have to analyze what I'm saying to understand it, because people who act on their impulses, regularly act on their impulses, are never concerned with the country they're living in. They could care less. It's that simple. I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. Let's begin on San Francisco side. Lance on KSFO. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I'm so pleased that you occasionally reference the Bible. At this time, I'd like to compare you to Noah, who built, of course, the Ark. And you have nearly built the third party. The framework was up. The roof is complete. And the homeless people from both parties, Republicans and Democrats, will know that they are homeless in the extremist dominated parties that they currently associate with can find shelter under the roof that you've built. And all that remains is to build the walls, the interior framework, and put the furniture in.
That's interesting. It's a beautiful analogy. You must be a preacher.
No, I'm just a thinker.
Well, you're a pretty good thinker. I never thought of the Noah analogy. It's beautiful. Of course, one could run with it and say, oh, we need are the animals. I need the set of elephants, the poodles, you know what I'm saying. But so let's say we take your ark analogy just for the moment and think about it together. Noah builds the ark for the coming flood, correct? He sees that the flood is coming. He had a prophecy, and he saw, oh, God, did God tell Noah there would be a flood, or did he envision it?
No, God told him, and Noah obeyed all of God's commands.
Okay, so Noah builds the ark according to biblical lore, and a pair of each animals is put into the ark. Which people of the ancient Israelites were permitted on the ark?
It was simply Noah's family.
Noah's family. So so Savage's family are the listeners, the Savage Nation is what you could say, and the disaffected voters out there who don't vote at all anymore.
them and anyone who's looking for shelter under the roof of the ark. Two by two.
Beautiful. It's a very nice analogy, but I'm not, I don't know. I don't know anymore, Lance. You know, you need real professionals. I actually thought about it before going to sleep last night. I said, okay, let's play with this. What if you really did want to create a third party? How would you begin? I'll tell you point blank, if anyone's listening. You go to the biggest fundraisers out there, the direct mailers, right? And there are some good ones out there who are really conservative, who hate the Republican Party. They've been ripped off by them. I can name one. I won't name them right now. You may have them on the show next week. And you say, do a mass mailing. Buy as many lists as you can of conservatives. Buy as many lists as you can of disaffected liberals. And send out a mailing on a new nationalist party, borders, language, culture. Do a fundraiser. $5, $10, $20, $100. Go to the big donors who hate what's going on in this country and know that they're going to lose their sovereignty unless they contribute big money. I would think that I could raise $100 million in 6 months. I'm not just throwing a number out there. Lance, that's not a lot of money. You know that in the political world.
It's not a lot of money, Dr. Savage, and I would caution you against a word you used yesterday, venality. Now, I recognize that it takes money. And it's tragic that it requires charisma to reach people in the political world. But there must be another way, a pure informational way. I'm hoping for it. I'm praying for it.
Well, remember, there's the social media out there. People are frustrated. A dollar a person times 50 million people is $50 million. I'm giving a number out there. It's not that hard to raise that money. You know, there's all sorts of methodologies. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not running for office. I've said it's going to take 5-10 years. I could be mistaken. I think that the people actually could be ready for it faster than I think. Look, the political parties are hated by most Americans, except those who benefit from them. Let's be very clear. And they know the country. They know the country's screwed up. They know that something's wrong. They know there's no leadership. They never hear a politician getting up and talking sense to people, never giving them any inspiration, never giving them any guidance in their personal lives, never telling them there's a better tomorrow based upon integrity. No one out there to lead them. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hey, it's Katie Green here for your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, New Year's coming up, and a lot of people are making their New Year's resolutions to quit smoking or eat healthier. How about get a better head of hair? And you can do that just by purchasing Ovation Cell Therapy. Before I tried their product, my hair was damaged, broken, dry, brittle. Everything that you can say negative about a head of hair, I used to describe mine. Then I tried Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was noticing my hair being stronger, longer, and shinier than ever before. And all you need to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory offer. Make your New Year's resolution a brand new head of hair, and you'll feel better, plus the new photos from the new year will look much better this time around. Again, head to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Well, the new year is here, and the fiscal cliff negotiations have brought us higher taxes and more government spending. The question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join financial advisor Pat Vitucci and me at a special financial seminar Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood at 1 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? We'll talk about it Wednesday, January 16th, 1 p.m. at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or online. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License, number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm not on vacation. I hope you're not. Welcome to the program. We're talking about the sad state of American politics, where politicians are less popular than cockroaches, according to the latest poll. Less popular than the Ebola virus. Do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party, borders, language, culture, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's take the first caller of this segment. Eric in San Francisco again on KSFO. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. My thoughts, I wanted to see what your thoughts on targeting the younger generation with this new party. I think that it's a great idea. But I think that the younger generation is, they do what they're told. So what would be your...
Well, because I think inherent in all people is a love of country if they're told that they have a country to love. When you have politicians who do never define the nation as such, the young people don't even understand that there's a thing called a nation. And that's because they've been raised in a stateless state. And so if you said, do you love your country, to the young people? Do you love what America has for you? Do you love the nation's flag? Do you love the nation's borders, language, and culture? I think you can get an awful lot of the young people to understand, because it's inherent in the DNA of people to love a nation. I've never seen a citizenry not respond to a love of nation, ever. I don't care what the country is. People respond to nations. It's that the internationalists, as typified now for so many administrations, they have downplayed the nation itself. Oh, once in a while they come out with the flag and they give you the crocodile tears at a funeral for a fallen soldier. They don't mean it. You know that. It's like a fake Bible. Remember Bill Clinton would go to church on Sunday with an oversized Bible created specially for him by his friends in Hollywood with an extra large cross, so that the network could show him going to church. I mean, that was real. You know how real that was. Yeah, but you see, people themselves want to love a nation, is what I'm really saying. They want to identify with a nation to love. Yes, many of them have been misled to believe that America is not a good nation, but that's because of the educational system, which is anti-American at its core. I mean, compared to what is America not a great nation? And this is has to be articulated, but it could be done by a charismatic speaker in some sloganeering. Believe me, I could do it. I could appeal to a young audience. I could appeal to an old audience with slogans. I wouldn't be the one running with the flag, but I can tell you there are people who could do it. You tell them that you now have a nation to love, and they'll beat a path to your door. America is back, and here it is. From sea to shining sea, Americas, whatever you want to call it. You want to start singing the patriotic songs? Don't laugh. Don't assume that just because they're drug-addled and they've been put on Adderall since they're children, they wouldn't respond. They would. They're dying for some identity. They have none of their own. They may identify with the nation. I'll be right back to play that interview.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
One little joint supplement.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO. Both the Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating this week's crash of an oil tanker into the Bay Bridge Tower. Among other things, they need to interview the bar pilot to determine whether visibility played a role in the crash. A widespread drought and a mostly absent winter combined to make the 2012 the hottest year on record in the United States. The government says an average temperature was 55.3 degrees Fahrenheit, a full degree warmer than the old record set in 1998. Taking a look at the roadway, southbound 101, Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. Looks like there's a crash. Should be to the right shoulder of the on-ramp. Eastbound 4 at Loveridge, have an accident. Car ran into the center divide, now blocking the left lane. Eastbound 24 at the Caldecott Tunnel. Looks like there's a tire in the right lane. You want to avoid that. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts.
LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Julian, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Well, with SafeLight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-630-1090. That's 1-800-630-1090.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about serious stuff. You know, maybe it's boring you. I don't think so. Everyone knows the country's in trouble and is ripe for an honest party, something that, a party that stands for something other than greed and venality. So I said, call it a nationalist party and let it stand for borders, language, and culture. And we'll play the second half of the interview on Aaron Klein's WABC show in a moment. But I must take this caller, Stephen from Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's an amazing call. Stephen, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I'll get right to the point, Michael. I don't think the nation knows what an important thing you did when you stopped the Dubai ports deal. There's no telling what would be going on behind the scenes right now had you not stepped up when nobody else did. I've been trying to get through for years to tell you this, and I just want to personally thank you because you're the only one that had the kahunas to do it.
But, Stephen, they don't even mention it. It's not even on any entry about my life in radio by the vermin in the media who continuously run me down. I single-handedly stopped the Dubai port deal, the takeover of our ports in America. And strangely enough, I had liberals like Charles Schumer on my show who agreed with me. He knew that if Dubai was permitted to buy the port in New York, I forget all the other nine ports they were going to buy. One of them even included a naval shipyard. This country would have been over by now. It just shows you what greed is and how far it will take a country over the cliff unless the people step up and stop the venal of the earth, the venal and the evil of the earth.
Well, you should have been given an award, and you still should for it. On another note, Michael, I have a 70 model Coupe de Ville convertible. Love those old caddies, and I love your show, sir. Keep up the good work.
Well, Stephen, stay on the line. I'm sending you a copy of my childhood memoirs, the wonderful book that I wrote, Train Tracks. Love the book. Let's go right now to the rest of the interview, and I'll take calls right after on the Savage Nation.
We're speaking with Michael Savage, the author of Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays. I love that title, by the way, Family Stories for the Holidays. I read the book. You've got Dead Man's Pants in there, a lot of morbidity. Perfect for the holidays. I don't want you to write a book for funerals. If Family Stories for Funerals, I don't want to see what that would look like if this is your Family Stories for the Holidays.
Family Stories is my family story.
Yeah, I'm joking.
About the holidays. They package it for that, but it's a universally interesting book for those people who are interested in the tragicomic life of families. No family is this Hallmark card, as we all know.
Yeah, yeah.
Every family has its share of tragedy and comedy, and this is what's in my train tracks. To get back to the bigger issue, Aaron, we're in very bad trouble here. We've all seen nakedly what I've been saying for 18 years on the radio. Borders, language, culture has been my motto in radio from the beginning. When I went on the radio, the first week I stated that nationalism is the only thing that can save America, and that a new nationalist party that has a very strict firewall that does not permit the radical fringe to bring it into the area of racism, because that is always the danger. You see, it's the same with any group. Not only are you going to have people who are inclined towards racism and fascism in such a party, as you can see in any group, there are
right.
fringe members. For example, amongst the Democrat Party, you have the fringe left who produced Barack Obama. Let's not forget that. Barack Obama was a member of the far left fringe of the Democrat Party, which has seized power now. They are so clever, they have so much power and influence, because they've hoodwinked the morons of the American public to not even understanding who they are, what they stand for.
You know, I'm really glad that you recognize that, because I don't think another single radio host understands what the progressive gang really is and who they did. This is not your grandfather's Democrat Party. This is not your father's Democrat Party. I actually think that the average moderate Democrat voter, if it was ever verbalized to them, if it was ever explained to them what the progressive gang actually is, the extremists that they are, the way that they want to take us back to this 18th century Fabian socialism, it's not the Democrat Party. I think that they might even join this third party movement as well.
Well, here's the problem. We had the opposition party doesn't exist. Had we had a Republican opposition, they would have explained that. Romney was chosen specifically to not explain that. Romney was chosen to lose.
That's
Romney
right.
was a fall guy. I said that for a year straight, and it came out right after the election. If you saw the article, one of his sons said, my father didn't really want to run. He never wanted to run for this office. He was forced into running. Aaron, I've been saying that all along. He had the chance to win many, many steps along the way, as did McCain, if you went back to McCain.
Right.
McCain threw the election. Romney threw the election. Both of them did not want to run. Both of them were fall guys of the so-called Republican Party. It's an establishment trick to let us think that there's actually a choice and get us all involved and wrapped up in it.
All right.
Let's not relive the election, Aaron. The important thing is, what do we do going forward?
Exactly.
Going forward, we have to, I think, on radio, continue to educate the audiences about nationalism and the importance of our nation and our nation's sovereignty. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. It defines every nation on the planet. The flag, the language, the borders. And what is it that the internationalists do? They want to dissolve the borders. They want to introduce multiculturalism. They want to introduce a Tower of Babel of languages, multilingualism, telling us that that's an advanced state, multilingualism, which it certainly is not an advanced state, especially when you're flooding a nation with illiterate or semi-literate hordes who are not even literate in their own language. For example, in America, we're not getting educated Hispanics from Central America or Mexico. We're getting people who are largely illiterate in Spanish.
Right.
I don't know if people understand that. They can speak the language somewhat, but they can't even write it or read it. I don't think people understand that. We're not getting people who are literate in Spanish into America. We're getting illiterates into the country. Now, what's the purpose of that? Is it just to fill the labor force? Primarily, yes. Is it also to fill the Democrat voting rolls? Yes.
Yes.
But there's another reason, and it's a darker reason. And, of course, it's the reason I've been spelling out, which is to bust the concept of America as a sovereign nation, to destroy it once and for all. Let's put this on the cellular level, since I'm trained as a biologist. The ultimate sovereignty of every person are the trillions of cells within our body.
Right.
And the ultimate sovereignty within the cell is the cell wall. It's what holds the cell wall and all of the goo inside from spilling out. If you dissolve a cell wall, the protoplasm within the cell wall pours out of it, and it's no longer a cell. It loses its integrity. That's what's happening to a nation like ours. If you destroy the cell wall called the borders, what happens is it loses its integrity. It becomes nothing, which is exactly what Obama wants for this nation, is for us to have no identity whatsoever so that it can be, so the protoplasm of our nation can be permitted or urge to flow into the protoplasm of the bigger world.
Right.
Sounds good on principle, doesn't it?
It
How
does.
How that work out in Egypt?
Yeah, just as much
How
of the...
How that work out in Libya? How
exactly.
that work out in Syria? These people are dangerous, and half of them are insane.
Yeah, the progressives are delusional. And the Republicans at this point, I think a lot of people think, are useless. Michael Savage, again, 9 to 11 p.m., right here at WABC.
Savage.
Well, that was the extent of the interview. I made one error in what I just said, listening to it again. I meant the cell membrane, of course. In an animal, it's a membrane, in a plant, it's the cell wall. The concept is the same, though. In other words, if you puncture a cell membrane or a cell wall in a plant, the protoplasm inside the cell pours out, and the cell loses its shape, its form, its identity. It doesn't exist any longer as a cell. And if you do that on a cosmic scale, you destroy the entire organism. That's exactly what's being done to America. But remember now, the European Union was created in large part to do the same thing to the sovereignty of the nation states or nations in Europe. The English didn't want the Union Jack taken off British Airways. Remember when that was done? The British screamed loudly. But the vermin on the left, Gordon Brown and those rats, dissolved the sovereignty of Britain. How'd that work out? You like Londonistan now? You like walking down the streets of London and seeing throwbacks from the 14th century walking around, staring at you with hate through the slits in their burkas? Is that your idea of multiculturalism? Is that your idea to have throwbacks with 15 children living on welfare screaming for the death of the Queen? How'd that work out for you, England? Thank your progressive liberal labor vermin in your country who are the cousins of the Democrat socialist rats in this country. Trying not to get excited doesn't do me any good. It doesn't do you any good. But let me tell you something. These people are pure, unadulterated evil. They are not deluded whatsoever. All you have to do is look at this. Take a look at who is supporting the appointment of Chuck Hagel, you know him as Hagel, to become defense secretary, who, by the way, he will oversee the destruction of the U.S. military. And take a guess who today, it was announced, funded that appointment, who's lobbying for him. None other than the vermin in Media Matters. Media Matters is the most reactionary leftist organization in the world. It is funded by the most dangerous man on the planet, George Soros. If George Soros is for the appointment of Chuck Hagel, how could Chuck Hagel be good for the United States of America and the military? You don't understand what the Council on Foreign Relations is. You don't understand what the Bilderbergers are, Bilderberg Group is. You don't understand who George Soros is. Then you need to catch up on your reading. I recommend Trickle Down Tyranny or Trickle Up Poverty or many other excellent books that have described these problems to the American people. It is not too late to educate yourself. I don't care that the election's over. There's still an impeachment process in America. And make no mistake about it, a president can overreach and he can be impeached. And it can happen here. It's happened before. It happened to Nixon. It could happen to Obama. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, said Lord Acton. It applies to Barack Obama as well as it applied to Richard Nixon. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. It could happen here. Educate yourself. It's the only solution. Maybe in doing so, you will educate one of your so-called representatives in the Republican Party. God knows we've given up on the Democrat Socialist Party. God knows they're sold down the river a long time ago. God knows if they had a total majority in the House, the Senate, and the presidency, this country would have disappeared already. If Obama owned the House as well as the Senate, you can give up the First and Second Amendments for sure, if not many of the others. These people do not believe in liberty. They do not believe in freedom. They do not believe in the sovereignty of a nation. They do not believe in individual liberty. They believe in the exact opposite. They want to turn you into a serf. King George of England was a piker compared to these people in terms of their power and their desires to take away your freedoms. This is, of course, one man's opinion. And I'm not wrong, but it's my opinion. If you disagree with me, it's because you're not educated. It's that simple. Okay, 855-400-SAVAGE. Incidentally, go to michaelsavage.com sometime tonight and Sign up for my free newsletter. It arrives on your inbox a couple of times a week for free. And it's basically little pieces from the show. I'll be right back.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Well, the new year is here, and the fiscal cliff negotiations have brought us higher taxes and more government spending. The question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join financial advisor Pat Vitucci and me at a special financial seminar Wednesday, January 16th at the Golf Club at Brentwood, in Brentwood at 1 p.m. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? We'll talk about it Wednesday, January 16th, 1 p.m. at the Golf Club at Brentwood in Brentwood. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305, or online, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License, number 0758212. Ryan Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The SFPD reminds you that red always means stop.
Hi, this is San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. Each and every day, red light runners in San Francisco create a clear and present danger to other motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians in San Francisco. When caught, you can face a hefty fine and put your driving privilege at risk. A red traffic light is not a suggestion. It means stop. Let's all commit to stopping at red lights to keep our community safe.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack. He's Sweet Jack. He's Sweet Jack. SweetJack.com.
If the holiday noisemakers are drowning out the screams from your lumpy mattress, then it's time for a new mattress. Hey, everybody, it's time to make room for the new mattress models. During Sleep Train's huge year-end clearance sale, get Beautyrest and Posturepedic mattress sets at low clearance prices. For a limited time, save hundreds on Tempur-Pedic closeout mattresses. That's right, get the most highly recommended bed in America at closeout prices. Even get 36 months interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic. That's 3 years with no interest on approved credit with just minimum payments required. Why wait for the new models? Come on in today and get low clearance prices on a huge selection of Beautyrest and Posturepedic. Even save hundreds on Tempur-Pedic closeout mattress sets. The year-end clearance sale is on now at Sleep Train. For complete finance information in the store nearest you, call 1-800-378-BEDS. That's B-E-D-S. Superior service, best selection, lowest prices are always guaranteed. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation, the drone of talk radio flying overhead, giving you all the news, views, and reviews that you need to survive the insanity of our modern world. I would give you the phone number, but the lines are really jammed. It's great to see. It's very reassuring. It's keeping me going. Let's go to a caller in Philadelphia, Carl, on WWIQ, my new affiliate from Philly. Carl, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello?
Carl, you're on the radio. Go ahead, please.
Hi, no, it's Paul. I just wanted to say that I disagree. I agree with everything you say except for the third party. It will dilute the conservative vote, and what we need to do is confront the woman, the passive voters, the ones that think that it's not going to make a difference, the people that want to take reach.
I understand that theory. I'm not so sure it's true. I am not so sure that it will dilute the Republican vote, and I'll tell you why. 3 to 5 million voters stayed away from the polls who would normally have voted for a conservative candidate. But Mitt Romney, being a tepid, middle-of-the-road, check-pants Republican, a country club Republican, turned them off. They didn't vote at all. And so you can't say that a third party would have sucked votes from the Republican Party. Maybe those 5 million would have voted for a nationalist party. You see what I'm saying? This is not as clear-cut as one may imagine. I think a lot of that is propaganda put out by the Republican Party. Oh, don't create a third party. We're your natural home. We're a big tent. Come to a Big Daddy. Come to Boehner. We'll give you an ice cube and a glass. You know, everyone gets an ice cube and a glass. In fact, if I ran a campaign, it's starting to emerge in my mind that I would change the imagery of the Republican Party from that of an elephant to that of a shot glass. The shot glass party. Well, how'd they come up with the elephants? Elephants are beautiful creatures. I don't think they're the party typified by the elephant. I would use the shot glass analogy. It would be better. So what would you like to talk about? Lots of good things to talk about. WABC Elliot, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the radio. Hello?
Yes, Savage, you're making one big mistake in your reasoning with marijuana. You're listing all these bad chemicals, and I'm sure they're in there, but the difference is a guy smokes cigarettes. He's smoking 20, 30, 40 cigarettes a day. Most people that smoke marijuana, maybe they're smoking a couple of J's on the weekend.
All right. So in other words, a little ammonia in your lungs is good?
Let me ask you this.
No. Don't change it. Don't play Talmudic genius with me. Just because you smoke pot doesn't make you smart.
I'm sure.
Ammonia was found in mainstream marijuana smoke at levels up to 20-fold greater than that it found in tobacco. So you can smoke one J and get the amount of ammonia in a joint that you get in 20 cigarettes.
Okay, and how many brain cells are you destroying every time you have...
See, here you go. You're changing it again. I didn't say that you should drink alcohol.
Why?
No one's saying go out and get stoned on alcohol. Did I say that?
And you extol its virtues nightly. So what's the...
What do you mean nightly? When have I last told you to go out and get drunk? What are you, stupid?
You're always... And first of all, it was the Tocqueville... Who said that?
Oh, Elliot, stop it. You know, you're addicted to marijuana. It's why your wife left you, why your mother doesn't talk to you, and why you have no career. And now you're trying to justify it. What do you want from me, Elliot? Don't blame me for your failures.
I want you to lay off the pot smokers. That's what I want you to do.
But Elliot, you know your life is ruined because of your addiction to marijuana. You know that. That's why. Why would you call a national show and defend what's indefensible? What is good about marijuana that you would defend it? I don't understand this.
I'm not saying that it's so great, it's not so panacea, but if a guy wants to smoke pot, let him smoke pot. You drink.
But don't you understand this is not a moral issue? I don't care if they smoke it. I'm trying to alert them to the medical dangers of it. Isn't that fair enough? Everyone knows if they drink to excess, they're going to get cirrhosis of the liver, correct? Please, try to answer me. Everyone who knows if they drink to excess, they're going to wind up with cirrhosis of the liver, correct?
That's Correct.
All right, so why do they not know that if they smoke marijuana over a long period of time, they're going to wind up with lung cancer and brain damage?
I'm telling you.
Thank you for the call. They don't want to know it. See, this is denial. That's like trying to tell them that voting for Obama is voting for the death of borders, language, and culture. Play a little Casey Jones for Elliot. And they're so defensive about it. I think I will have a beer after the show, as a matter of fact. I can't wait, as a matter of fact. I'm schwitzing here in Florida. I hate the climate. I don't like, I don't care. No time of year. I don't know. I can't take it anymore. Came down here on a whim in the winter. I'm sweating day and night, even when the wind is blowing. I mean, this part of the world, God bless everyone who lives here. I really have, they're nice people. A lizard wouldn't live here if he could move to California. If a gecko had a choice, he would move to San Francisco in a minute. Get a nice cap, a scarf. The lizard would rather live in San Francisco than in Miami. I don't understand it. And yet they party all night, stoned out of their minds, drunk. Get back to me when they're 40. Tell me how their livers are and their brains. No, look, in all seriousness, go to michaelsavage.com. Look at the article on the top about marijuana, the new study that came out about the damage to adolescents' brains. It damages the cortex of the brain. Do you understand what we are saying? It causes brain damage. You have to understand it's not a moral issue. I have nothing against marijuana morally. I could care less if you're you know, using it. You should just know it comes with a warning label. Stop saying it's natural. It's not oregano. You know, you're not gonna like oregano on pizza. It's not basil. It's rathbone.
Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The political reality is that you intimidate a lot, not you, but the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. And again, I've always argued against some of the dumb things they do because I don't think it's in the interest of Israel. I just don't think it's smart for Israel. Now, everyone has a right to lobby, as it should be. And come see your senator and congressman. If you can get the guy to sign your letter, great, wonderful.
You just heard Chuck Hagel saying that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people. Now, let me pause on that for a moment. He didn't say the Israel lobby. He didn't say the Israeli lobby. He said the Jewish lobby, which are code words for a certain stripe of individuals in the world. Do you think that Chuck Hagel is qualified to be Secretary of Defense? The phone number to the Savage Nation is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I also want to talk about a third party. Three, four articles came out from an interview I gave on a friend's radio show last week. Aaron Klein, where I said that it's time for a nationalist party, a third party. I'm going to read you what I actually said on that show and then play you some of the sound. And you're welcome to call this show from anywhere in America at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 on both questions. First question is, how do you feel about Obama nominating Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense? Is Chuck Hagel the right man for the job? Do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? So let's begin from WorldNet Daily. It was also in the Syracuse Times and a newspaper in the Midwest. Michael Savage says, time for a nationalist party, says a King David is needed to unite voters against Dems and the GOP. Michael Savage, one of the nation's most prominent voices in talk radio, said today America is absolutely ripe for a third party, in part because the two largest parties in the U.S. have pulled the charade on the American people. There is no Republican Party, Savage told fellow talk show host Aaron Klein. It's an appendage of the Democrat machine, as we've all just seen. It's two-card Monte, as we all know. It's a game being played against the American people. You've got the drunk Boehner on the one side and the quasi-pseudo-crypto-Marxist on the other, who is really just enjoying the ride in Hawaii right now, representing his factions. Instead, we need a nationalist party in the United States of America, said Savage. You have the rudiments of a new party in this country called the Tea Party. They need to restructure their party. They need a charismatic leader, which they don't have. When you say Tea Party, no one knows who the leader is because there is no leader. No man has stepped forward who can lead that party. No one who is an articulate speaker, a charismatic mover of people. Savage explained, the Tea Party is the rudiment of the new nationalist party. Somebody has to bring them all together, unite them like King David did the ancient tribes of Israel. And there is no King David out there. Who's the King David? Tell me who is going to do it. What about Savage himself? Well, I could do it if I was 20 years younger. I would do it right now, Savage told Klein. But I'm not 20 years younger, and I don't have 20 years left in me. This is going to require enormous resources and enormous energy. I can guarantee you, if I ever did this, I could raise probably $100 million within 3 months easily. There are people so frustrated by the democracy that has gone in this country. The structure that has been replaced our democracy is what I meant to say. We know it's a republic. Don't give me one of those calls, please. It's a trivial point. Did you hear what I just said? Listen to the bigger picture. They would clamor for a new nationalist party. Savage pointed out the term nationalism needs to be redefined as it's too often associated with Hitler and the National Socialist Party, the Nazis of 1930s Germany. This association, however, Savage claims, is simply the design of the internationalists in the ranks of the left and leftist media who desire to dissolve the sovereignty of nations. Borders, language, culture has been my motto in radio from the beginning, Savage said. Nationalism is the only thing that can save America. And a new nationalist party that has a very strict firewall that does not permit the radical fringe of racism. Savage continued, going forward, we have to, I think on radio, continue to educate the audiences about nationalism and the importance of our nation and our nation's sovereignty. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. It defines every nation on the planet. The flag, the language, the borders. And what is it the internationalists do? They want to dissolve the borders. They want to introduce multiculturalism. They want to introduce a Tower of Babel of languages. That's what I said from WND. The article was taken in a different form in BuzzFeed. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. Again, these are the two topics, Hegel and my idea for a nationalist party. That's the opening gambit. How do you feel about Obama nominating Chuck Hagel for Secretary of Defense? Two, do you think America needs a third party, a nationalist party? Well, let's begin on WABC in New York and work our way west. Cameron, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Sapp. I will lead the Nationalist Party if I have people like you and others on my team who have the wisdom of years. You want to be 20, you want somebody 20 years younger. We can't afford somebody 20 years younger. See, it's the older generation that has the experience required.
Well, look, I've thought about this. Ronald Reagan was president at age 72. It's not an old age for vigorous men. The thing is, though, it would take 10 years to build the party. It doesn't happen overnight. Although I think America is so contemptuous of the corrupt Democrat-Republican machine. They so hate the political class that a third party could zoom to the top of the class quite rapidly. It's possible. It's definitely possible. If you care to chime in on these topics, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You know, I'm looking at the books I've written in the last few years, Abuse of Power, Trickle-Up Poverty, Trickle-Down Tyranny, Train Tracks. You know, I've written too many books. They did very well. I'm not right. I've got to tell you right up front, I have a novel coming out next month called A Time for War, which is Jack Hatfield's next adventure, which is going to be incredible. It'll do very well. It's a great adventure book. Then I have one more. I'm not writing any more books. I think that's it. I am through. These two novels are going to be it. I have a number of reasons for it. I think I've said everything I ever wanted to say, and then some. Now, there are some unpublished manuscripts that I have in my archives that I found that are, I think, worth publishing. I may self-publish them one of these days, but I'm just telling you right now I'm giving up writing. It's not that I'm defeated by anything. There's nothing more for me to say. In other words, if Eric Hoffa could write one book called The True Believer and make his points so well in that one book, and I'm still quoting it so many years later, I believe that trickle-down tyranny, trickle-up poverty by themselves are so darn good, they have so much great information in them, that they're quotable through time. And that's all I need to do. There's nothing more I need to say. What more do I need to say about what this country has become and what it is going to become than what's already been said?
Can you predict one book from a conservative author over the next year that anybody would buy? Can you think of a book? I can guarantee you, you know, there's a whole industry of book writers out there, and I'm one of them. Can you name anybody's book, anybody would write a book about politics that you would buy right now after this election? I would say no. I would say that business is over for a long while. There's nothing that anybody cares to read anymore about the damage that Chairman Obama is doing to this country. Nothing. No, unless there's some blockbuster revelation that he personally was found to have, the book's never going to sell. Nobody will buy it. They're fed up. They're sick. They've turned away. They don't want to hear it anymore. So that's why I slowly moved into fiction, such a fiction. It's really nonfiction. I mean, Train Tracks is all nonfiction. It's family stories. But my novels, such as the new one coming out, the Jack Hatfield book, is fiction. Why? Because I think that's where I want to go. I'm just telling you where I'm going with it. A Time for War is going to be an exciting read. I'll start telling you more about it as the month progresses. Those of you who loved Abuse of Power can probably go get a free sample right now on Amazon and take a look at it for yourself. I think it's better than Abuse of Power. Abuse of Power was a big hit right out of the box. The publisher was shocked. The next one's going to be better because the enemy is China, not the Islamist fascist movement. The new enemies are China and what they want to do to this country, and Jack finds out by accident. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green here for your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, New Year's coming up, and a lot of people are making their New Year's resolutions to quit smoking or eat healthier. How about get a better head of hair? And you can do that just by purchasing Ovation Cell Therapy. Before I tried their product, my hair was damaged, broken, dry, brittle. Everything that you can say negative about a head of hair, I used to describe mine. Then I tried Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was noticing my hair being stronger, longer, and shinier than ever before. And all you need to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory offer. Make your New Year's resolution a brand new head of hair, and you'll feel better, plus the new photos from the new year will look much better this time around. Again, head to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Tim Tebow. Some of you might know me from playing football, but actually, I have a life outside of football, and I like to keep that life pretty simple. But it seems like life gets more complicated every single day. I mean, like TV. It's cable, satellite, the web. The choice is great, but it's absolutely chaotic. That's why I like Tebow. It brings everything together and makes it simple. It's not just an ordinary DVR. It's like a magic box. It goes out and searches on cable, Hulu, and Amazon, and YouTube, Netflix, and it gets everything you like, and it brings it right to you. It can record 4 shows at once and lets you throw it right to your tablet or phone, so you can take your shows on the road anytime you want. But the best thing about TiVo, it makes it so easy to find the good stuff, and that's kind of a big deal. So that's why I decided to be their spokesman. Not just because the name sounds cool. TiVo makes TV about 1,000 times better.
Now available at TiVo.com, Best Buy, and Walmart.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Unbelievable. What satire, huh? Life, you know, it's almost a parody of life itself, what I see going on. So let me begin with something pleasant sent to me by my good friend Peter Petroni of the North Beach restaurant. It's pleasant, it's nice, it's good, it's make you feel good. A professor stood before his philosophy class and had some items in front of him. When the class began, he wordlessly picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with golf balls. He then asked the students if the jar was full. The students said it was full. The professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed it was. The professor then picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up everything else. He asked once more if the jar was full. The students responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then produced 2 beers from under the table and poured the entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand. The students laughed. Now, said the professor, as the laughter subsided, I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things, your family, your children, your health, your friends, and your favorite passions. And if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, and your car. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first, he continued, there is no room for the pebbles or the golf balls. The same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are important to you. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Spend time with your children. Spend time with your parents. Visit with grandparents. Take your spouse out to dinner. Play another 18. There will always be time to clean the house and mow the lawn. Take care of the golf balls first. The things that really matter, set your priorities. The rest is just sand. One of the students raised their hand and inquired what the beer represented. The professor smiled and said, I'm glad you asked. The beer just shows you that no matter how full your life may seem, there's always room for a couple of beers with a friend. I think it's beautiful. It's that simple. And, of course, it does put things in perspective as far as I am concerned, which is what I try to do on this show in my own way every day on the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-400-7282. I don't know what mood I'm in. Truthfully, before I decide which direction I want to go in, I have 5 different directions I want to go in. On my right side, I have a picture of an icebreaker from Russia, the Russian Arctica-class nuclear-powered icebreaker, and it's called the 50 Years of Victory Icebreaker. What a ship. And it's in an article calling Trading Pirates for Icebreakers, where it says the melting of the polar ice cap could bring significant savings for international shipping firms, which might result in better prices for consumers. And they actually show that it's faster to go through the Arctic route with an icebreaker preceding the commercial ships than through the Suez Canal and face the pirates. I don't know if I want to talk about that. In my other hand, I have a catalog of antique guns from a gun dealer I just got them from because I bought some antique guns. But I was looking through the catalog of rare guns, and I noticed that in the back of the catalog of guns, there are four or five pages of collections of arrowheads and spear tips in boxes. And I don't know if Mr. Biden's Commission on Gun Violence will include a subsection for a study of the dangers of arrowhead collections, but I'm going to be remaining very curious as to see which way this goes. I'm certain they can get somebody from England on the television to tell us that arrowhead collections should be turned into the government as well, because some mass murderer may pick up an arrowhead collection, and God knows what they might do inside their own crazy head with these arrowheads. And then you look through the catalog of guns. You can't believe how expensive these things are. Don't tell the gun nuts about this. Winchesters for $85,000. I never saw anything like this. Rare Winchester Model 77 777 bolt-action rifle made in Japan in 1979. There are tremendous collections of guns out there. Unique Winchester Model 92 pistol grip deluxe rifle, $22,500. So if you look through these catalogs of antique firearms and antique arrowheads, you know what you come up with, what conclusion you come up with? America is a unique country. We are not England, and broadcasters from Britain should go back where they came from. They know nothing about the Second Amendment, let alone the First Amendment. I don't think you know that the same fools who are telling us that we should give our guns up have no First Amendment in the country that they came from, which is why they're here to shoot their mouths off about something they know nothing about. Okay, you want to call the show? We got you warmed up. I gave you three or four ideas. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The book that I wrote, which has been very slow in selling, by the way, and I'll admit it to you. The reason that my book, Train Tracks, is selling slowly is because it's a work of art. My other books are excellent. They're nonfiction, and they were targeted on politics, and there's an audience for that. But you ask anyone who makes a movie. Some movies are made because they're works of passion, works of art. And they certainly don't have the box office of a big blockbuster, you know, movie of violence, for example, or murder. Well, Train Tracks, which is a work of art and one from the heart, was moving along, you know, at a reasonable pace, not particularly selling greatly. And I said, all right, well, that's the price of art. And then all of a sudden, I get this email that the Washington Post has a more open-minded approach to my writings than some of these very, very limited, monodimensional, single-track, 8-track minds on Fox News. It's like watching an 8-track tape with some of these people. Or on radio, they're like listening to 8-tracks. All I hear is Reagan taxes, Reagan taxes, taxes, Reagan, Reagan tax. It's like an 8-track. Can't they break the 8-track out and go get something new for their car? I still don't know why people like to travel. As I said to you, and I think I wrote about it in Train Tracks, to work it in again for the 50th time, there's a lot in that book about me. When I took my first trip to Europe on the MV Waterman when I was a college student, I wanted to have a party. I slept all day and we partied all night. We drank all night. We smoked dope. I told you that. I'm not hiding it. I mean, the worst mistake I ever made in my life was using marijuana. It set me back around 20 years. Just think of what I could have been if I had never smoked dope. I've written 28 books. I've gotten a PhD and 2 master's degrees. I have a huge radio show, but just think of what I could have achieved had I never smoked dope. I mean, think about that. I could have been vice president by now. But I went on the ship, and the interesting thing about the ship is that was interesting. In other words, when you're young and you travel, it's interesting. I don't know what it's in it for older people. I don't know why so many people think the entire object of living your whole life and earning money is to enjoy traveling.
Savage. Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. The attorney for a man charged with causing a traffic accident that killed two people in San Francisco's Mission District says the DA is overreaching by charging his client with murder. The 19-year-old pleaded not guilty today to charges that include gang enhancements. Super Bowl ads have sold for more than $4 million for some 30-second spots for this year's game, and they're sold out. CBS says companies paid an average of $3.5 million for 30-second spots last year. TV's biggest event averaged more than 111 million viewers in 2012. KSFO traffic, northbound 280, Saratoga Avenue on-ramp. Looks like a crash there. Should be off to the side right now. Southbound 101 at Holy, we have an accident that's been pushed off to the side. And, of course, the biggest issue continues was an accident. Southbound 85 at Bernal, that has been cleared to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Here at Rite Aid, we're celebrating 50 years by giving you great deals throughout the store. During January, you can earn up to $50 in Plus Up rewards when you buy qualifying amounts of participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Start earning rewards after spending $100. Just look for the participating products icon throughout the store. And the icing on our 50th anniversary cake, savings on top of savings. Come celebrate Rite Aid with great deals. In-store purchases with bonus plus card only. Now through January 26, 2013. Limited $50 and plus ups per household. See RiteAid.com/rules for details.
The Radio Power Couple. Mark Levin and Michael Savage. Back to back, weeknights on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I shifted time slots, changed stations, and it's been quite a challenge to put it in modern American vernacular. If you're in my living room, I'd put it another way. I have to be very, very American positive in the way I state things nationally on a radio show. Everyone says it's been quite a challenge. That's how you're supposed to put it. Believe me. But right now, I'm starting to get into the groove of the time. I actually like it, and I didn't know what to do with myself all day long. You know how long it is until I start at this time? I didn't know what I was going to buy a bar, a restaurant. I was going to buy an orphanage, build an orphanage, an animal rescue home. I was going to get an elephant rescue facility in Kenya. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was going to buy a dude ranch. I was going to become a dude. I didn't know what. I was going to get a marijuana recovery center. I was going to go to a... No, I didn't know what to do all day long. It was so long. I get up at dawn. I can't sleep later. And the show only starts 13 hours later. You know, it's easy to get up 13 hours before you go to work. But you want to hear something odd? It's the day takes care of itself now. Before I know it, I'm taking my power nap with the dog, eating a date, having a cup of tea, and here I am. I'm loving this hour. I love it. I wake up to this. It was very nice. You know, the other day I was talking about how I had to climb a rope in high school, how boys were challenged in front of other boys, and if you couldn't make it, you were, like, ridiculed, and it made you stronger. They call that bullying today, so everybody should fall to the lowest common denominator. Everyone should become a wimp and a freak, so we become a nation of imbeciles who can't do anything. So we had ropes in the gym that you had to climb, like in the military. And it was very hard, and I was a little afraid of heights. I could do it, but as I got near the ceiling, I actually was afraid to touch the ceiling, but I did it for fear they would call me names. Then, of course, it was a relief to come down the rope and this and that. But I was thinking about something else, how things have changed. I remember the geometry class, and I talk about it in Train Tracks. We had a teacher who was missing fingers on his right hand. I think his name was Mr. Woodhouse. And the rumor was that he lost his fingers in an IRA bomb. You know, he planted a bomb. Who knows if it was true, but it rumored. Everyone was afraid of him. He was a tough Irishman, like made of, you know, one of those guys made of oak. But a great geometry teacher and the old school, tough guy. We loved him to death because he was tough, and boys love tough teachers. I didn't say mean. I didn't say histrionic. I didn't say crazy. I said tough. There's a huge difference which has been lost in the America of today. Nevertheless, so he would give you the exam, and you'd go home, you'd wonder what you got, like today. But, here's the but. In my day, he'd read your grades out loud in the class, in the geometry class. So it'd be like, Jenny Rubin, you got 100. Jenny, come up here. And it went like that. Now you're sitting and waiting for your, you know what I'm saying, Sam Schultz, 98. Sam, come up. Good job. And he pat him on the back. Now you're waiting. Now he's down into the 85s. And you say, oh, my God, you didn't want to go up there. Now, the poor kids who got like 60s, 59s, he didn't spare them for their self-esteem. He didn't say, oh, well, I shouldn't read out their names. He figured they were too stupid or too lazy to study properly, or they didn't belong in the class to begin with. They should have gone taken something else, like millinery, or gone to the High School of Performing Arts and become like Sean Penn. They didn't belong in the class where they had to use their brain for anything. So then when he'd get down to the kids who got like in the 60s, he didn't just let you sit there. He called you out by name. Alan Schnultz, Alan Schmaltz, 61. The kid would go up there red-faced, and then he would lambast them in front of the class. He would say, and what got into you? What, are you stupid? How come you didn't study? It was like that. So what did the kid want to do after? He wanted to study more. In other words, he shamed you into studying. That's when America was great. That's when we produced great engineers. That's when we produced a great nation was produced by that. And look what we become today, self-esteem. Every moron is supposed to feel good about himself. Why? Well, what entitles him to feel good? Is it written in the Bill of Rights? Thou shalt feel good even though you're an incompetent failure? I'm gambling that there's a God, and I'm gambling that we answer for our life on Earth. That's my gamble. Call me a coward. But if you're brave enough to believe that there's no afterlife and there's no judgment day, good luck to you. Then run your life accordingly. But you see, a decent person wouldn't run his life accordingly. A decent person, even an atheist, would say, you know what, even though I don't believe in God and I don't believe in a judgment day, I'm a decent person, I believe in decency, so I'll be decent to others. That would be a good way to split the difference. Then you could all live together in peace and harmony. I don't care if you're an atheist or a Zoroastrian. I really don't care what you are. I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to one saying, I don't care what the religion is, with the exception of one religion, which doesn't believe this. All religions teach this. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There's only one religion on earth that doesn't teach that. The 4 billion other people on earth all believe that do unto others as you would have them do unto you is fundamental to their belief system. What do you want to talk about? Phone number 855-407-2822. This is a funny topic. Didn't think I'd talk about it. I like to wear flannel shirts. For some reason, I dress very informally because I'm not on television. I don't have makeup. I don't get eye lifts, face lifts. I dress informally. No matter what I made or didn't make, I'm wearing the same clothing, basically, that I wore 40 years ago. I don't mean the same exact, the same type. I dress for comfort. One of the shirts I like to wear is a Ralph Lauren classic fit, flannel. It's like a checked flannel, very, like, lumberjacky. So I bought a few years ago, and they're soft as can be, a soft fabric. They're cotton, but soft. Then I went and bought a few months ago. They were like straw, like sandpaper. I got a rash on the right side of my neck from it. Said Ralph Lauren classic fit, same size, and gave me a rash on the side of my neck. So the genius that I am, I looked at the labels of where they were made, and lo and behold, the soft ones were made in the Philippines, and those made of bedding for horses that felt like straw were made in China. Could you believe that? So I was in Macy's the other night buying myself a few more shirts because no one else buys me anything. You know, How to Be Your Own Best Friend was a good book many years ago. You buy yourself a present. I buy the dog a new coat, a chain. He doesn't need much. He needs a piece of cheese. He loves cheese. He loves provolone. I don't know what it is. He's addicted to cheese. And I'm trying to wean him off the greenies. I can't get him off that. He comes in the house. He starts sniffing like a bloodhound around cabinets. Then he has a blanket that he wants to have his way with. I threw the blanket out. I got frightened. I thought I'd be arrested for dog abuse. I turn around in the car. I'm trying to drive in traffic. And he's having his way with the blanket in the passenger seat. It was embarrassing. I was afraid somebody driving by in a higher car would look down and call 911. The dog was going berserk in the right seat. I think he gets nervous when he sees there's traffic and he sees I'm tense. He starts working out on this blanket like it's his wife. I never saw anything like this. He's resting peacefully now on his dog bed. He doesn't know what I did with his blanket. I threw it out. I didn't really throw it out. I feel bad for him. Even though she's a wild blanket and I don't approve of her, it's his. I mean, it's his, it's his choice, you know? Oh, I don't want to take one of these calls. Doug, do me a favor, please. I can't. Blank them out. I can't take any call that's up there. Oh, Jar Story, I'll take. Reno, Nevada, I'll take Reno. I'll take Reno. Reno, Nevada. Natalie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Natalie, what's on your mind?
Tell you, I've been listening to you since 2001, and I don't listen to the mainstream media so much. I just tune in to you to find out the truth of what's happening in domestic and world affairs. But I also listen to you for your stories like Dead Man's Pants and today, like today when you talked about the golf balls.
Yes.
And I hope that you'll from every now and then tell your Dead Man's Pants story so that new listeners hear that story because it's certainly one of my favorites.
Isn't that amazing? Yes, the Washington Post said, conservative talk show host Michael Savage calls a child growing up in the Bronx where a house with a dog was a revelation and a homemade pie a thing of wonder. And he said, they say he's got the knack for evocative detail, and the series of short vignettes and train tracks feature some indelible images, such as the immigrant father who, insisting that nothing be wasted, forced his son to wear dead man's trousers. No wonder Savage's favorite possession was a pair of electric blue saddle stitch pants. It's pleasant. The kids won't be interested in it. They'll think, who's this guy who wrote it? Would he wear knickers and have a hoop that he rolled down the street? Was he born in the time of Edison? He actually went to school and studied something? He saluted the flag. He was a Boy Scout. He was on a rifle team. What century was that, Dad? He was on no medication by the time he was in the fourth grade. He didn't have some diagnosis for an illness that doesn't exist. He worked hard and moved ahead no matter what society did to him. He overcame all obstacles, even though the liberals tried to destroy him completely by saying white men need not apply. He wouldn't let them kill him. What kind of man is that? Why didn't he just roll over and take some medical marijuana and become a nothing like everybody else? Well, what can I tell you? Pennies for Beethoven. I'm not going to read from the book. I'm not in the mood. I don't think it's appropriate either. And where are we? I don't know what I want to talk about is what it comes down to. So I'll be right back.
Savage.
Next up on the Savage Nation, it's line one, Brian out of Kansas.
Dr. Savage, I'm a first-time caller, and I love your show. I've been a
Thank
gun
you.
Enthusiast all my life. I've taught my kids well about guns. After the shooting, it was pretty devastating to see all the children that were mutilated in that school. You hit on a point earlier, though, everybody's talking gun control, and we have gun control in this great nation. I don't see how that would have stopped what happened, but at the same time, something has to be done to stop the madness that's going on. I like the idea of looking into the video games and also the trash that you talk about coming out of Hollywood.
Now, the headline on your call says, shooting changed my opinion on assault weapons. Is that not your opinion?
Well, that is. I have owned assault weapons in the past, being a gun collector. The main reason that I don't own any is because they're fairly expensive to shoot at the target range, and I feel if it would save some of those kids' lives, it would probably be worth it to me personally.
What? So you're arguing that it wouldn't, you as even a gun owner, gun collector, would have no problem with the ban on so-called assault weapons, is what you're saying?
Yes, but I would also like to see them look into the video games and the trash coming out of Hollywood, too. And the antidepressants that you discussed, too.
It's all very true. I want to discuss the weapons, which I've not come to a conclusion on. Thanks for calling, Brian. I told you I consulted with a friend of mine, who I don't see very much anymore, but I called him. He was a captain in the Special Forces, paratrooper in Vietnam, led a rifle company, and Silver Star, very decorated war hero, and the father of two young girls. He got married later in life. So I figured of all people, he would have the most nuanced or balanced view of it, right? Young girls and Vietnam combat veteran. I didn't know where he'd come out on it. And I said, well, what do we need assault rifles for? I said, Bob. He said, we do need them. He said, the Second Amendment was very clearly written to give Americans the right to stand up to a tyrannical government, meaning the British Army at the time. He said, the Second Amendment was written to permit Americans to defend themselves against the British Army. He was very specific. And then he added, and you know and I know, Michael, that there are members of this government and there will be members of future governments who have tyrannical views and would absolutely take control of this country in a fascistic way. He said that to me. I said, that's good enough for me. That's all. Now, I don't know whether it's good enough for you. I own a Ruger Mini 14. I haven't shot it in years. I had a Colt AR-15, which became illegal in California, because it has a pistol grip, so I sent it out of state. I got rid of it. I put it somewhere else. I don't have it. I have nothing that's illegal. I wouldn't. I have an incredible, I have a small collection of guns. I don't use them, though, really. Truthfully, I don't play with them. I'm not sitting in a wire. You know, some do. Some shoot them a lot. I admire people who have really great shots. About every once in a while, I go down to the range to practice my skills with a couple of different weapons. And it's really exciting for people who don't shoot a lot. Frankly, the blood starts to run and you take a couple of deep breaths. It's not like any other experience that there is. I've always been a gun enthusiast ever since I've been a little boy. I've been infatuated with guns and I've always loved guns. I don't know if the right word is infatuated. I would say mesmerized by guns. And you know, now that I'm talking with you about guns, I got to tell you another story that comes back to me because I'm thinking of my childhood again. And I'm going through this whole childhood thing because of the book Train Tracks. I can't wait till I'm not thinking about it anymore. I have a novel coming out in February about the takeover of America by China. That's even more exciting. But I remember now, my father's store, there were different booths. he was on one side. He sold used things and some antiques. And then there were people across the way sold their antiques. It was like a marketplace, right? Well, there was an old bohemian across from him named Monk. Monk, long dead. And I remember I was a gun nut as a kid. And I was always asking everybody, you have any guns? You have any guns? Because the men would come in with odd things from various stores and auctions they would go to. And they never knew what they were getting. And I always asked him the same question. You have any guns? You have any guns? And he looked at me. This old bohemian had a rope for a belt. And he said, guns? He looked at me. Get away from me. He said, guns are for one thing only, for killing. Well, I didn't stop having a fascination with guns, but it certainly was a very, very strong point that he made. He said, yes, guns are only for one thing only, for killing. Boy, was he right about that. But that doesn't mean that owning a gun to prevent yourself from being killed is a bad idea either, by the way. No, not a bad idea at all. Since the world is filled and washed with gangbangers. See, if Obama came out and said, we're going to send out the military to round up all of the illegal guns from all of the illegal owners in America, hey, I think we'd all vote for that. You'll notice that in all the dialogue coming out of the government, there's no mention of psychotropic medications, the overdiagnosis of illness in children. There's no discussion of the vermin in Hollywood and the sewer pipe coming out of Hollywood and what it's done to the mind of America. There's no discussion of taking God out of the classroom. There's no discussion of any of that. It's only about guns, 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 guns. Guns have always been part of the American experience, always. That's why I opened my show talking about a catalog I had in my hand of an antique arms catalog. Always been a part of the American experience, guns. Whether it's an 1885 Winchester model high wall rifle or something older. I remember doing a show many years ago, one of my live performances, a Compassionate Conservative event back in the mid-90s. And on stage, I brought out an 1860 flintlock pistol, a big one, like a 55 caliber or something like that. And it was from the Middle East. It was probably an Arabian's gun, somewhere in a desert, a Bedouin's gun, that I bought at auction many years ago. And if you looked at it very carefully, there were deep stains of tobacco on the handle because they chew tobacco, smoke tobacco, and it became ingrained. They slept with their guns. Every Bedouin slept with a gun underneath his head, knowing he had to protect himself, his wife, and his children. Have things really changed very much? The caveman laid with a flint stone knife or axe under his bed, under his pillow, or rather under his head, because he knew he'd have to defend himself against other cave people or wild animals. What has really changed? You're going to let some government nut tell you that you don't have to protect yourself? They'll protect you? They've done a real good job protecting us, haven't they? Really good job protecting us. I don't need Mr. Biden telling me how to protect myself. He walks around with Secret Service. Dianne Feinstein's Secret Service, and she has a conceal and carry. Nancy Pelosi has a conceal and carry in San Francisco, and telling you that they're anti-gun. They have Secret Service and a conceal and carry permit, so they have guns in their purses. Good for them. I'm in favor of it. But don't tell you, don't tell us we have the right to defend ourselves. We're the ones who need the protection. I'd sleep better at night if I had Secret Service outside my gates. I'd sleep real well if I could have them come in for a cup of coffee in the morning. Let's begin here in San Francisco on KSFO. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I started thinking about what I'm willing to give up as far as gun control. High Round magazines is a hot point for me. In my opinion, what is a 100-round magazine good for other than killing people? I own lots of assault rifles, lots of handguns. Been shooting them since I was a kid. Never have I ever used 100-round magazines if it wasn't for mass killing of something, like squirrels, or go out and try to kill as many birds as I can. I'm willing to give those up. What's your opinion on high-round magazines?
Well, I'm going to give my opinion in an obtuse manner. Do you know that in the military, combat Marines who have an M4 only have 5 rounds permitted in their magazines? Do you know that?
No.
I was shocked to learn it from a former assistant who had come back from Iraq. He was a machine gunner in a Humvee. And we were talking about high-capacity magazines. He told me the M4 that they were using in Iraq, they only had 5-round clips. I was shocked to believe that there are people in the country with 30-round clips, 10-round clips, and many of them. And while our combat Marines are only permitted to have 4-round clips, I didn't know that. So you have to study these things from a historic perspective, from a contemporary perspective, before you jump to conclusions that just getting rid of guns is going to solve all of the problems of the world.
Savage.